Happy birthday! It's the birthday of our nation today, the 4th of July, and so I hope you all have a lot of fun today. We should celebrate with tons of fun today. In fact, I've always remarked on holidays like this, our numbers decrease because we're a young parish, and being a young parish, this is the time they go to see grandma and grandpa at this time, or those who choose to do that on these long weekends. And so, but anyways, let's celebrate today. Let's rejoice that we are a free nation. We have defeated the tyranny, right? There was an oppressive tyranny going on, and many gave their lives so that we might be the land of the free and the home of the brave. Before I forget, too, afterwards, we're all going to stream out onto Gracie's Cafe on the lawn, okay? I keep trying to remind our people who are wonderful volunteers with coffee and donuts, if the weather permits, set up out there to get everybody to go out that way. We got the wonderful setup out there, but also it accommodates those who want to linger while the other mass might be starting. So, and you can stay all day if you want. It's all set up that way. So we set it up for these Thursday nights, but that was half the reason. The other half was for these Sunday mornings. Why? Because we want to be the United States of America. We want to be united. You know, I've been using I think it's clever, I hope you do too, but I've been using USA, united, strong, supernaturally strong, and then action, okay? Action, which begins with prayer. So the devil is converse to that. So he's the divider instead of the uniter. He wants us to not believe in such a thing as supernatural strength. And so we doubt on that and we don't open our hearts. Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith, he said in this gospel, so he could do hardly any miracles there. You see, that I've been teaching that. That's a necessary component to receive miracles, is God wants us to have faith. Remember, anybody would come to ask for a miracle. Do you believe I can do it? And if he did it, and the miracle happened, it was because of your faith that this happened. Why does he do that? Why does he need that component? Because he needs us to make the choice. We're his friends. We're his precious sons and daughters. We're not his slaves. You know, we're not making God do anything, and he's not making us do anything. We have what's called free will. We celebrate freedom today. We're free to choose God or not. And so some didn't. Here, even his own, first of all, just to let you know, everybody, Mary had more than one child because it talks about brothers and sisters. Well, no, in that Jewish tradition at the time, nieces and nephews, cousins, everybody, were all called brothers and sisters at the time. So that's what that's all about. But anyways, even his own inner circle turned on him. Okay? Unite. Satan is the divider. Okay? If we're not careful, if we show a weak spot, the demons get in and then they start using us to divide. Instead, we need to receive the power of God and to go out of our way to try to unite with each other. We need to be a strong, mighty force. You know, this year, I'm actually going to be going out with a big announcement this afternoon, so look for it in your email. Look for it on my website and things like that. But we're going to be doing a campaign that united, okay? United, we stand as a force to be reckoned with against these powers that are coming in, trying to destroy us. I included in that announcement this afternoon the classic, I think it's the best, if there can be such a thing, with Archbishop Fulton Sheen, the best presentation. It was ultimately on patriotism, but he called it Quo Vadis America. Or Quo Vadis America? Quo Vadis means, where are you going? It's from the old legend that Peter was bolting. He's heading out of town. He's getting protected. He's fleeing the persecution. And he comes to an image of our Lord. And he goes, Quo vadis, Domine? Where are you going, Lord? I'm going back to be crucified again. And in that moment, Peter realized that he had to be strong and face those tyrannical forces and do all that he could in his power and even risk his own life. As we celebrate today this birthday of our nation, we celebrate those who gave their life so that we could be called the land of the free and the home of the brave. We can get worn down, battle weary. Yeah, I'm hearing a little bit of that, oh boy, we're going to pray again. Gee, another time, you know, as if it's the biggest weight of the world that we're going to pray. And we forget that they held muskets in hands and fought that you and I could be free. They risked their lives. We're risking, I don't know what, more TV time, more online time. But to pray, to become a united force, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if we got tens of thousands, maybe as many as 77,000 together and growing? Wouldn't it be great if we got a force like that, that united as one force and prayed together in the same way against these forces with faith, believing that numbers matter? Oh, wait a minute. We do have that. Are you a part of that? Or are you leaving it up to the other soldiers to take care of business? We need to ask ourselves that question. And then we also need to ask ourselves, are we letting the demons of division get inside of us? So that we instead be a part of this unity in prayer. We speak against it. We rebel against it. I'm calling us all to do an incredible heart check. I mean, if you're not aware, and we've been talking about this because, for goodness sakes, our streets were burning. We were quarantined in our homes. We had a elitist mob lie, cheat, and steal their way into power. Oh, but we're always talking about this, and you know, we should talk about, you know, butterflies and... Fine! If that's all you have as supernatural strength, go and massage yourself with that kind of religion. We're getting united. You, we're getting supernaturally strong. S, we are acting. We're not sitting on our behinds and letting someone else take care of it. We're joining together as a force to be reckoned with. You got to watch that video. When you receive it, I'm going to send this all out at the 3 o'clock hour on this day on which we celebrate our independence. We the people, not an oppressive, tyrannical government, media, big tech, universities, not them. We the people want our country back. Calling for us to pick up muskets. I'm calling us for pick up our rosaries and to believe in the supernatural power of God. Yes, this is the 450th anniversary of the Battle of Lepanto this year, in which a underdog Christian army claimed victory as an under God alliance. One priest put it this way, he said, This victory would severely curtail attempts of the Ottoman Empire to control the Mediterranean, causing a seismic shift in international relationships from east to west. In some respects, and I do not want this claim to be overstated, the world that we know came into being with this victory. We are facing the same seismic shift or watershed moment. If we're so tired and, oh, why are we always talking about this? Or we're so engrossed in our worldly stuff that we can't be bothered. If we don't have the supernatural strength to stand up and pick up our rosaries and be united with a mighty force, this seismic shift will head in a direction that may take generations to pull ourselves out of. And they took offense at Jesus. Remember that. They took offense at Jesus. Wait, he's the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Son of God. How could they take offense at him? Because they couldn't be bothered. Are we offended that we're called to unite? We're called to become supernaturally strong. We're called to get in the game. Remember all the way back 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I think it is now, the shootings in the school in Florida. They found out that the officers that day stayed out in their cars and listened to the shots fired. Each one maybe meeting another death occurred. I pointed out that time that that's rare. These people put themselves in the line, law enforcement, military, everybody. And what is their call? They say, I'm going in, hoping that their courage is contagious to everybody out around them, and they follow them in as well. Well, I'm going in. Not on my watch, and I pray not on yours. Am I letting this tyranny take power and control? These bullies to take away all of our freedoms. Again, watch that video, but this is how it ended, and I'll conclude with it today. She concludes by appealing to all of us in his raised voice, practically shouting when he says this, our nation is too full of those who are crying down. Down with universities, down with schools, down with the churches, down with the teachers, down with government, down with the police. Can you build anything down? You cannot. Certainly it is time in our nation to change our words. Let's begin now to use the word up. Up from this filth, up from this violence, up from this indifference of courts, up. Up to the embattlements of eternity, up, up to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.